Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll try to conclude this message on the book of Nehemiah as far as learning the lessons that we can about overcoming spiritual hindrances, the attack of the enemy from without. And he tried six various things in the book of Nehemiah. First of all, we saw that Nehemiah had favor from the Lord. He really sought God before he ever addressed the king, and because God's hand of favor was upon him and he was moving in God's will, the heathen king gave support and provision, and he went to Jerusalem for the express purpose of rebuilding the walls to take away their reproach. And we see that the first three attacks, the enemy used ridicule and wrath and contempt or bitter feelings and conspiracy. They became angrier and angrier when they found that these various approaches didn't work, and then they actually went to out-and-out warfare. But God was protecting the work that he was doing. And we can take encouragement from the book of Nehemiah, as we can from the life of Paul or any of God's servants. When you're really moving out for God, don't think you're not going to have opposition. But the important thing is to not be ignorant of Satan's devices, to be able to understand the various ways that he works. And I don't think I'm going to have time today, but I want to talk about, sometimes we have hindrances from within. And we see that also in the book of Nehemiah. There are hindrances and opposition from within the very camp of the Lord. But I don't want to focus on that today. We're looking at exterior attacks, the things that of course, they all originate from the same source. Anything that would attempt to discourage us and diminish our resolve and our purpose, well, you know, that's the work of the enemy. And one of the things, as you read the book of Nehemiah, this man was totally convinced. He was absolutely immovable. I'm thinking of that scripture, because David said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And this certainly was the case with Nehemiah. Don't you think there were times he was tempted with fear, with discouragement? Of course, he was human. We all, I mean, the bravest soldiers in war, don't you think they have to battle fear? Of course they do, but they overcome fear. And just like Nehemiah, he had to overcome all these attacks. And the amazing thing is, when you're willing to do that, what victory you can enjoy. The amazing thing, I trust if you know the book, they had built the walls in 52 days. It was nothing short of a minor miracle that this occurred, major miracle perhaps I should say. So the enemy tried in every way to oppose them. He worked, as I said, with bitter feelings, with ridicule, and then with out-and-out warfare. There was conspiracy, that the opposition was increasing and more inhabitants of the land were taking a stand against what the Jews were doing. But then we see also that since that didn't seem to slow down the work, they tried another approach. From open opposition and rebellion, there came the cunning and subtle attack of crafty suggestion and psychological warfare. They basically said, oh, you know, this was chapter 6, you know, maybe, why don't we just get together? Let's see if we can work this out. You know, let's see if we just can reach a compromise here. And it's very interesting, Nehemiah's response. He basically said, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? And they weren't happy with that answer. They tried four times, basically. And of course, he sent back the same answer. And what was going on. They wanted him to compromise. They wanted him not to be as dogmatic, as convinced that what he was doing was of God. They just said, you know, you're here back in this area where this is our land, and you know, we're not going to tolerate this kind of thing. Since you're here, it seems like only logical. We need to compromise. We need to work together. But their scheme was to draw Nehemiah away from his work and from the people, and that's what the devil is always trying to do. In our lives, he's wanting us to get involved in all kinds of things that will take us away from our express purpose. And that, in fact, I want to just stop right now and pray. God has given some of you very specific instructions, and the devil has tried to use everything he can to get you off center, off focus. And I want to pray right now that you'll have that same kind of conviction that Nehemiah had. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you, and Lord, you see those who are being harassed and opposed by the Tobias and Sambalats of today. Father, I pray that you will give them victory over the enemy of their soul. Father, give within their heart for that which you have asked them to do. Lord, not their own agenda, not their own program, but Lord, that which you have asked, because Lord, that which you have asked, you will honor, even as you did for Nehemiah. And I, Lord, just rebuke every work of discouragement, every bit of psychological warfare against them. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for that absolute conviction that they, as David, will not be moved. Lord, they will not compromise. They will stand in the place of peace, even if it means losing friends, loved ones. Father, you don't want us to be unreasonable, but Father, more than anything, you want us to be obedient and to leave the results to you. And so, Father, I release that today to your beloved, Lord, and a peace, and take every bit of fear from their heart. Take every bit of anxiety, take every bit of dread, and Lord, let them know, you know, with a humble and a meek spirit that they're following you and that they're looking to you in trust that you're going to make a way for them, even where there seems to be no way. Praise God. So we see that. What is the next plot of the enemy? He tries intimidation. He will try to undermine you with questioning your motives and lying about the true state of your heart. And I believe I read that on yesterday's broadcast. He said, this is the Sanballat, sent them a message, and it's, you know, he basically said, it's commonly reported, this is what you're wanting to do, that you want to be king, and that you've got prophets in Jerusalem who are in your camp and are saying that you're going to be king according to their words. And he says, come now, therefore, let us take counsel together. And Nehemiah's response is, that's a lie. There's no such thing done as thou sayest. Thou feignest them out of thine own heart. And he realized the enemy wanted to make them afraid. And he prayed for strength. And so the enemy will use intimidation. We see that there was an open letter of harassment and intimidation. And it, of course, suggested disloyalty, rebellion, and treason. And those are very powerful and important charges. They offered to safeguard him. But Nehemiah's answer is, there are no such things done as thou sayest. You're lying. This has always been the scheme of the father of lies. He's the father of lies, and there's no truth in him. Now let's see what happens. He now tries fear. Nehemiah's personal safety is at stake. Let's read verse 10 in chapter 6. Afterwards, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night they will come to slay thee. Now, the third move was to get Nehemiah to hide in the temple against would-be assassins. Again, there was no yielding. Let me read verses 11 through 13. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. And in 14 he goes to prayer. And so we see that he says, you know, I'm not going to flee. And beloved, the enemy will try to attack your well-being, your safety and welfare. He'll try to bring up issues as personal cause, self-jeopardy, all the concerns, things you need to look out for. Beloved, the Lord wants you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, that word strong means having great power or resources, forceful, intense, ardent, zealous. Remember what Philippians 4:13 says? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then there's another comforting promise to claim personally that Jesus said about his disciples, my sheep hear my voice and none other will they follow. Beloved, there's that still small voice in your heart of hearts. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit guiding and directing you in the paths of righteousness according to the word of God. Praise God. For the Lord would say unto you, my beloved, I am not the author of confusion, neither do I say one thing and mean another. No one knows the things of God but the Spirit of God, which searches all things, even the deep things of God. And my spirit, beloved, is given to you that you might know the things that are freely given to you of God, receiving the wisdom that you might spiritually judge all things. This discernment, beloved, is not after the flesh, but by my spirit. Therefore, trust me to lead you in a plain path. The way of the Lord, beloved, is not hard nor difficult to perceive, that even a child may walk therein. I am the light of life to you, and my word shall be a lamp to your feet. As your heart embraces this truth, faith shall lighten your load, and peace and joy shall accompany your journey, and goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your ministry to your beloved. Well, there's so much more I could share, but I pray that you've gained some lessons this week on how to combat the enemy of your soul. And as the Lord wills, we're also going to be continuing to look a little bit at how we can withstand the discouragement and opposition from within the camp, from within our own heart. Thank you for listening and joining me this week. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for your writing and for your prayerful support. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,